What makes someone great? Is there an intrinsic drive to obtain greatness, or can it be taught? The documentary, In Search of Greatness, looks at those questions from the perspectives of sports figures. Director and producer Gabe Polsky interviews hockey icon Wayne Gretzky, football legend Jerry Rice, and soccer champion Pelé to discover that it is often the early implicit childhood learning and individual creativity that led to greatness. Polsky spoke with North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley about the film, which will be screened in Lake Placid this weekend.
I, grew up playing competitive sports, and I ended up playing college hockey at Yale, and these are kind of ideas that I've been thinking about my whole life, really sort of wondering about the essence of greatness. What is it? Why do we go to the stadium? What are we looking for? And for me, it was always, I loved seeing kind of moments of creativity and sort of something that I've never seen before on the ice or football field or soccer field. I wanted to see something amazing. And what is that? That's creativity, and no one really talks about that. And, when I was a kid, it's not like, coaches were, saying, you got to be creative. There's sort of this showmanship aspect to sports. No one talked about that, and it was just unbelievable because to me that was the essence of what it's all about. Everybody wants to see, the greatest performers do something amazing, but yet creativity is not, really not encouraged in youth sports, and no one talks about it for some insane reason. And so that was really the genesis of it. And there's no joy in sort of playing a sport when you're not sort of, there isn't sort of this element of freedom and creativity, because that's really kind of why these athletes are great. It's why teams are great, because they're not like doing what everybody else is doing. They sort of find their own way.
My awareness was my creativity, to be able to sort of sidestep that big hit, to get out of the way that big hit.
He's like a ghost, floating around the ice.
The sports figures that you interview in the film, they reinforce that creativity and the amazing moments that you mentioned. How did you choose them, and how did you actually get them to participate? Because you have Wayne Gretzky, Jerry Rice, and Pelé as the key interviewees in your documentary.
I knew that, no one's going to listen to Gabe Polsky, my ideas. This had to come from the mouths of the greatest of all time. And Wayne Gretzky, Pelé, and Jerry Rice were guys that really inspired me. And I was able to weave in a lot of other athletes and their sort of unique aspects to their careers that I think people have never really heard about or thought about that way. I think this film is going to surprise a lot of people.
Today, you didn't have the pleasure to see, a lot of good players, because today it's changed a little bit.
Everybody tries to be the same kind of team, and everybody tries to save their own necks, and everybody tries to have that safe place to go to. I got to Edmonton, and Glenn Sather said, "Oh my God, no! You get the puck. You do whatever you want with the puck."
I think it's a really unique film, and gets you into kind of the secrets of genius and greatness in a way maybe people have never thought of before.
Then I started playing out of the corner and from behind the net, because nobody had ever done that before, and I started using the net as a decoy. Consequently, I wasn't standing in front and getting knocked over. And by the time they sort of kind of figured it out, I'd retired. So my game always was the same, in a sense that I wasn't going to rely on speed or power. That wasn't going to get me to the next level. What was going to get me to the next level was my wisdom and my vision on the ice.
Tom Brady's a perfect example. He didn't have great speed or mobility or the hardest thrower or anything, but he had a lot of weaknesses. Same with Gretzky, all these guys. But It's about finding your understanding your weaknesses, but also making your weaknesses into your unique strengths.
I think a number of things caught me through this film and a number of messages from the champions that you profile, not just the ones that you sit and interview, but some of the ones that you show in the video clips. And it's things like children really need the unstructured play to develop strategies and things like that, that there's too much emphasis on winning, that there's too much conformity.
That's exactly right. And I think, but when we think about happiness and joy, I mean, first of all, that's where greatness comes from. You have to have that tremendous passion and joy. And joy comes from also being free to kind of experiment.
Was it difficult to get these guys to talk about some of these things, or did they sit down and just start talking about it?
When I started talking about these ideas and themes, they were excited because they aren't really asked these questions very often or at all. They got really excited and genuinely, you know, passionate.
Gabe Polsky, you also had a couple analysts in the film. Who are they?
Yeah, David Epstein is, I guess, he wrote this New York Times bestseller called The Sports Gene. He's kind of a sports scientist and writer, you know, New York Times bestseller. And Sir Ken Robinson is a very prominent, I guess you'd call him, educator. He's in the field of creativity and education. He's kind of at the forefront and sort of really kind of railing against standardized tests and really understanding what education and knowledge is and how to develop kids. He's just a really compelling guy and was able to bridge gaps, you know, in this film that go way beyond sport. And so, you know, anyone who's interested in really any field or even the pursuit of greatness is going to enjoy this film. I think, you know, it's entertaining, it's thought-provoking, it's different, it's creative, and I think it will surprise people.
In Search of Greatness will be screened by the Adirondack Film Society at the Lake Placid Center for the Arts February 15th and 16th at 7 p.m. Gabe Polsky will appear via Skype for a question-and-answer session. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.